from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network.
You did it. You made it. We had college football as the appetizer, and then we get the whole entree tonight. The NFL season kicks off. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Of course, we're excited about Chiefs and Ravens tonight. Chiefs a 3-point favorite as they start the quest for a three-peat, Perloff. And, you know, as far as, like, what's at stake for Lamar Jackson and getting so close last year to the AFC Championship game, being the dominant team. Remember when the Ravens last year went to San Francisco and just put a beat down on the 49ers? It was like, this is the team. You know, this is the year for the Ravens. And they just no-showed in a way in that AFC Championship game. Maybe not no-show, that's a little harsh, but they just got so beaten up that now as they go into this season, you know, Lamar has the most pressure of any individual person in the entire NFL. And to let him skate on those expectations or to say, oh, it hasn't been his fault or everyone around him or this, that, the guy's enjoyed a top defense for years. He's got good coaching. And he's the dude who's supposed to elevate the receivers. We expect that from Mahomes. We expect that from Josh Allen. We expect it from Burrow. We expect it from all the great quarterbacks to elevate their receivers. Why wouldn't we expect that from Lamar?
He is elevating those receivers. He's turning them from hot garbage to garbage. honestly, it's hard in that offense because they run the ball so much, and I think they're going to run like crazy. I mean, you don't sign Derrick Henry because you want to have more passing yards. I know Todd Monken's more of a passer, so they're going to do the same thing, just pound it out in the regular season. It's just that formula of running quarterbacks and run game not always working in modern playoffs. I mean, obviously, what happens is I think the defenses can adjust to the running quarterback. You can't do it during the regular season because you got to, you know, you don't have time.
Right.
But in the playoffs, obviously, you could adjust to a running quarterback. I think history shows that as well.
But you think with colder weather in the playoffs, like as we get into, you know, that the run game becomes so much more important.
Yeah, but who are the, think of the great running quarterbacks. They haven't had any playoff success. My guy, Randall Cunningham, was prolific running the ball.
Yeah.
Never worked in the playoffs. Michael Vick really never did anything in the playoffs. Who else are the top guys? You know, Josh Allen, I guess, is one of the great runners, but he hasn't really run much in the playoffs. I can't picture him. Has he had a big running game in the playoffs?
Well, it's always a part of his game, but in terms of like, he's been as far as, he has a better playoff record than Lamar Jackson, but he's been as far as Lamar Jackson.
But
they've both only been to the championship game.
I think it's part of the reason, like even last year's AFC title game, nobody was like, oh man, this is, the Ravens are heavy favorites in this one. I just don't think the expectations are there. Like, it's like do or die for them at all. You keep on bringing up the Niners having more pressure.
As like, a team, yeah.
Right, because I think that's part of the reason we don't put pressure on Lamar, because we don't think that the Ravens have such an easy path to the Super Bowl. Yeah, they're going to be a great regular season game. They're going to run. And then become playoffs, everyone knows what's coming and you can adjust.
I just feel like it's letting, now I'm saying Lamar off the hook, like he needs to be, under the spotlight, but he should be. Anyone else who had won two MVPs, and we talk about this even in other sports, you win two MVPs, but you have not won a Super Bowl or a championship, you should be under the most pressure because that's the way this thing works. You get all the accolades. You are acknowledged as one of the best. And if you don't actually win, I'm not saying his career's bad or whatever. I'm just talking about the amount of pressure that should be on him this year. It should be him first and foremost.
Well, yeah, but I mean, people don't really think that he's like the Super Bowl winning quarterback. Like Burrow, that guy, like he's going to win a Super Bowl.
Well, at least he already got to one.
Yeah. Like he's shown to play. He's got sort of that playoff style passing. I think like there's not that there's more pressure on Burrow, but people, I think everybody expects Burrow to win a Super Bowl before Lamar, no?
See, but why?
It's just his style play is more suited to the playoffs, and I don't know what it is exactly. I mean, if you put out a poll question, who do you think wins a Super Bowl first, Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow and anybody? Everyone thinks Burrow is going to win, right? They saw him win at LSU, too. I think that's part of it. Won in college. We've never seen Lamar Jackson win a title. He was unbelievable in college. He was so amazing. But nobody thought Louisville was going to win the whole thing.
Well,
so there's a difference between individual performance and team expectation.
Okay, but Louisville football is not the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens actually have won Super Bowls. His coach has won a Super Bowl before. He's got things that other teams don't enjoy. Again, a top five defense, top three defense, year after year. Like, that helps you. A coach who's not an idiot, that helps you. You know, there are other things that's guy like if you're Justin Herbert, you've got to overcome Brandon Staley these years. If you're Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, a defense that underachieved when you were putting up great numbers as an offense, like Lamar's not dealing with any of that.
Yeah, but he doesn't have Andy Reid either. If he was in, how many rings would he have if he was hooked up with that guy? He might have won one already.
I know, but again, nothing's ever going to be perfect. It's pretty good for Lamar. Like, you're never going to be absolutely perfect. You're never going to have every single thing. That's why you get the awards. That's why you get the big money, is because you're supposed to be the one filling in the gaps when everything's not perfect.
Name one receiver that he's had that you would want to throw to if you were an NFL quarterback.
Mark Andrews as a tight end.
One receiver you would want to throw to, and you immediately set a tight end.
Well, Zay Flowers, I think, is very good. He was a rookie last year. I mean, it's not like this guy can't develop. Because he had one mistake, and now you're going to write off his whole career? He's a second-year player.
Feels like an idiot to me, to be totally honest. I mean, besides off-field trouble, I'm not a big fan of what I've seen.
Well, you're not giving any space for this guy to get better, to be less of a knucklehead. Can I give you a list of receivers who have done knucklehead things?
He might be the best guy they've had, but like you look, they took Rashad Bateman and as a fantasy player. Everyone's been waiting for that guy to break out for years, and he's not good. Devin Duvernay, you can just go down the list. Like, I don't know. Like, you know how the Steelers draft great receivers? The Ravens are the opposite.
Okay, but again, besides Randy Moss, who are the great receivers that Brady had? Who are the great receivers? You know, Mahomes has guys who can't even make another team, have to go back to Kansas City, and all of a sudden they become factors in big-time games. Yeah. Like, you know, you're going to watch Josh Allen this year. He does not have a number one receiver. It's going to be a receiver by committee, and nobody's going to ease up on Allen. No one's going to let up and be like,
everybody's eased up on Allen. Nobody's picking the Bills this year.
He just got most overrated quarterback, whoever came up with that idiotic thing.
Honestly, regardless of that overrated thing, like, do you hear anybody saying Josh Allen better win a Super Bowl this year? No, everyone's like, no, he just lost Diggs. That's kind of the narrative on him, isn't it? I mean, even you, who puts a lot of pressure on your Bills to win, I think you're all somewhat relaxed about the Bills this year because you're like, we just, you know, it's a touch of a rebuilding year.
I'm definitely not relaxed. You're definitely not sizing me up.
But you're not thinking, I think last year, to be honest, you were looking at flights for the Super Bowl just in case you had to fly your family out.
No,
there's no looking at flights this year.
Perusing Airbnb. For some lodgings and accommodations in Las Vegas, maybe for a Super Bowl, but I never clicked yes.
Oh, and also the year before in Phoenix, this year you're not even looking in New Orleans. There, trust me, and no Bills fans are. Like, you know how you sort of plan this thing in your head? I'm not hearing that. But that's the same thing because the team around you matters so much. I think that's why people view Lamar Jackson differently. Come on.
The team is good. The team's great. They had a number one seed last year.
If you put any other quarterback on that team, can you imagine how bad that offense would be?
But what about the defense? Keeps you in everything. What actually matters come winning time? How did the Chiefs pull off, you know, what they pulled off last year? The offense was actually down. It's the defense that led the way.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably going to be 12-5 because of that defense and the run game. And Lamar, by the way, is awesome, too. He's going to win a ton of games. And he actually played really well in the previous playoff game. The game plan was a little off, and they still almost beat the Chiefs. They almost beat this great all-time team. He's not that far off. You know who he is? He's Nikola Jokic. He's won a couple MVPs, and they're never going to give him another one until he wins a title. But or he's like Giannis. Like, Giannis was winning MVPs. It just happens. I don't think there's a lot of pressure on him. Honestly, I don't think everyone views, other than you, I don't. Nobody said, like, man, Lamar better win the Super Bowl this year. I just do not hear that
then
sentiment.
Just give out the participation trophies then. If it's just, if we're all just here to have a good time and we're not going to hold the best athletes to the highest standard, then what are we doing? And I'm not, again, I'm not saying you have to win a title or your career is a total crap, but I'm just saying if we're talking about pressure, the guy with the two MVPs who has come up small in the playoffs, this has got to be the number one person we're looking at to break through. 855-212-4227.
You got to put a poll up on that, because there's just no way you go into the season and say, man, if this isn't Lamar Jackson's year. It's just not the way people are viewing it. It's really about Dak Prescott. It's really about the Niners. It's kind of really about Patrick Mahomes and the three-peat. I'm just watching the Super Bowl picks, like, I just not seen a lot of energy towards those Baltimore Ravens. And actually, Burrow is even more in the discussion as a Super Bowl guy than Lamar.
You know what's crazy to me about the Dak Prescott thing? Like, can you imagine? This is the world we live in. That the guy who came up runner-up in the MVP vote has more pressure than the guy who won the damn thing for the second time. Like, we're putting more pressure on Dak Prescott, who has shown you in 8 years that he can't win a big playoff game, than the guy who the players have decided is the best quarterback in the league more than Patrick Mahomes. In what world does that make sense? How does Dak have more pressure on him than Lamar Jackson? That doesn't compute in my brain. Dak Prescott is not as good a quarterback as Lamar Jackson. Why would we put more pressure on him?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Thank you.
But it's a good question. I'm not sure I have an easy answer. I mean, the Cowboys are much more popular than the Ravens traditionally. I mean, maybe it's the franchise, the history of the Cowboys. You know, Baltimore is a little tucked away there. You know, the Ravens, obviously, it's not even I don't know how many years they've been around now, 25, 30. It was former Browns team. I just think it's the star on the helmet. If Lamar was in Dallas, he would have a lot more pressure. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's an all-time player. All right, so you're welcome to weigh in at 855-212-4227. Is Lamar facing the most pressure, or should he be, of any player in the NFL to win a title? Can I bring you a weird story? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, or you could put up who's got more pressure on him this year, Dak Prescott or Lamar Jackson.
You want to do that? Pat, Ryan, EJ, everyone's got access to our Twitter handle. Maybe we can throw that up on X.
Maybe we should be concerned about that fact. Now you say it.
Well, actually, and I have a story about this that's kind of related a bit to, well, not really tonight's game, but obviously to the Chiefs. And here's this weird story that's happening right now on the internet. There is a document that is circulating from a PR company called Full Scope. So they help celebrities kind of navigate their careers. It's a plan and an outline, sort of a step-by-step, if you will, of what the media strategy will be if Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce break up. Now, listen, these are really high-profile people. They have a lot at stake. You know, how the public views them is really important to both of their brands. So you can understand why a document like this might exist. But the weird thing about it is there is an actual breakup date in the document, and it's coming up. I believe it's September 24th or thereabouts that somehow there's going to be some kind of breakup, and then they're going to have to say it was mutual and how much they respect each other, and then it goes on and on and on. But what do you make of this weird document?
Well,
Kelce's lawyers, by the way, have rushed to say that this is fake, it's not real, but he does work with this PR company.
One of the PR company's lawyers said, this is a fake and we're going to pursue whoever did the forgery.
I guess. I thought it was Kelce's lawyers, but maybe their lawyers.
Well, Full Scope, you could be right. I think Full Scope is saying this is garbage. We never did this. This is totally a fake. So I want to make sure that I don't once again get caught by a fake.
Yeah, right.
I do think the one thing about I kind of believe it because Kelce's image and his plan has been so carefully curated. There's, I think it's New Yorker or one of the magazines has a team on is how he got in Saturday Night Live. Like they've been working on this Kelce stardom behind the scenes like crazy. Like they planned everything. They had like a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan. So it does make sense to me that somebody out there did make this plan. Although I will give them the benefit of the doubt. They say it's a forgery, so maybe it is.
It doesn't feel like they're about to break up.
Oh, that's the other thing. I believe in love. They're definitely getting married. Oh, I mean, Taylor,
they're getting engaged, do you think, and going through with it?
Yeah. I mean, if you get engaged, the odds are that they'll get married. I think she's smitten with him, and why wouldn't you be? And I think he's smitten with her. I can see why you wouldn't be. I feel like she's probably a handful.
Wow. The most famous pop star in the world, but I bet she's a handful.
I mean, yes. I mean, let's face
it. Pearl.
You're talking about, you don't want to be careful. Everything you say is going to be immortalized in song, so I just think it'd be tough to date Taylor Swift.
I think Kelce likes that. He wants to be immortalized in song. He feels like someone who wants multiple statues built in his honor.
Right, but the breakup songs can put you in a bad light. You don't want to,
it's really hurt all, who has it hurt? Her breakup song. Mm. All these guys are super famous.
I feel like the guy from the 1975, Matt Healy, has not done well post-Taylor Swift.
That's his own problem.
Different. That's different issues.
I don't know.
He's got some other weird things in his past.
No one's ever broken up with me, so I'm not sure what it's like. But I feel like, I don't know if you want pop stars out there.
You've never gotten broken up?
No, I don't think so.
Wow.
How'd you avoid it? Just being a human being and going through life, you've never gotten broken up with.
First of all, never dating anyone in high school helped.
so you didn't have too many bites at the apple is what you're saying.
I was a little more of a short-term relationship guy until I met my wife.
So you were doing the breaking up?
Yeah, or it just naturally fizzled out. Maybe I just got low-key broken up and didn't even realize it. Why, were you broken up with a lot?
Not a lot, but I was broken up with, yeah.
Got broken up with and didn't realize.
I don't think that's a thing. That's just a level of delusion that you're living in that you maybe have gotten broken up with.
No, I don't think so. I really don't think, and honestly, this is going to, I think usually in your 20s, a guy does the breaking up, right?
No, I mean, my friends have broken up with guys, definitely.
I don't know.
I never have.
EJ's been broken up with. I think it's a very common thing. I thought everyone's been broken up with. Sometimes you're the hammer and sometimes you're the nail. It just happens.
It's like baseball. Every team wins 60 games. Every team loses 60 games, unless you're the White Sox. Then you get broken up with all the time.
Except for last night, randomly.
I feel like no one's it. I mean, Botcher, obviously.
I love the 1975 guy referencing Botcher. He was ready to go.
Well, no, I'm not a 1975 fan. He's just not a good guy.
Yeah. That had nothing to do with, Taylor.
No, it was public remarks he made.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I think he's complicated. Let's just leave it at that.
But
I don't think her men are better off after she's dumped them. That I don't agree with that, Maggie.
Gyllenhaal's been in 100 movies.
She dated Harry Styles,
and
right?
Her fans think he's a creep. And
do you think it hurts his box office? No.
Taylor Swift has millions, maybe putting it lightly. I mean, she has hundreds of millions of fans. I don't know if it's hurting his box office, but has it hurt him overall? Yeah, a little bit for sure.
I don't think so. I agree with Maggie. I think just getting that publicity, even if it's negative, does help you and it gets you more famous.
I mean, to Pat's point, Harry Styles, didn't he just go on this massive tour and he seems like he's doing okay? Some of these
Harry may, okay. Harry may be and I don't know how real that was. Harry may be the anomaly, I feel like. I feel like Hiddleston, Gyllenhaal, Mayer. I don't think any of those guys. I think
those guys are all doing
good for
awesome.
John Mayer is doing great.
John Mayer was in the Mets booth last night or 2 days ago.
John Mayer?
Yeah.
What's he done recently?
He dropped an album recently, right? Yeah. And he's the lead singer of the Grateful Dead and Company. He's making bank, man. And John Mayer's known to be one of the great guitarists. I don't know. I think I don't think these guys get hurt by this. Just the same way Adele writes breakup songs. Yeah. If she write a breakup song about Rich Paul, I don't think it's going to tank Clutch Sports.
No, I I agree. By the way, I am guaranteed that EJ did not know that John Mayer was the lead singer of Grateful Dead and Company or lead guitarist. I don't even think he knows who the Grateful Dead are. You're the guy who didn't know anything about Fleetwood Mac, right?
No, I know who the Grateful Dead are.
your knowledge of 60s classic rock is thin, EJ. You will admit. Were you the one who knew Fleetwood Mac was?
Yes. Yeah, that sounds about right. Oh, no, I know Fleetwood Mac. That wasn't okay. me. But no, it is paper thin. That I agree with. But I don't know. I feel like those guys, though, they may have success in their career, but I think Taylor running them through the mud made these millions of women hate them. And sure. I don't think that helped. I don't think that helped.
I'm just going to say a lot of women like John Mayer.
No, for sure.
I think he does all right.
I like John Mayer. I'd probably sleep with John Mayer.
He's dated every famous woman, or a lot of famous women, not everyone.
One thing about Jake Gyllenhaal, the breakup songs are kind of loving. Like, I think he's in a decent light in some of those breakup songs.
Sorry. It was 10 minutes long, that song.
Yeah, but it was actually like kind of respectful. I feel like they ended in a good place. Am I crazy here, Bodger?
I don't listen to Taylor Swift like that. Actually, no.
Well, you don't have kids. I had to hear that about that damn red sweater for about 6 months.
I love that we're asking Ryan about Taylor Swift while he's wearing an Iron Maiden shirt. It's like, you know about these things.
Like, I get off.
Yeah.
Because not every breakup. Now, what about that skinny actor nerd she dated? Whatever happened to him?
What?
She? Oh, my God.
Which
you
one?
Know, even though Joe Hedwin or something? The guy
the last guy. All way, whatever his name is.
Yeah, the long time. Like, I don't know what
happened. That guy is definitely not doing well. He didn't want any publicity, but he got no publicity and it still got run through the mud as well, too. And now Travis Kelce is like the rebound that's so much better.
We're getting off the mark here. The point is Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift now have to push back the breakup date till after the football season.
Yeah.
Can't ruin NBC's ratings.
Honestly, they were never breaking up during the season. Although it'd be huge news if she didn't attend a game now. It's bigger news now if she's not there, I think, than her being there. 855-212-4227. I don't know what you'd want to weigh in on that part of the conversation. I mean, I always said that I thought the relationship was not real. I thought it was a publicity stunt. I'm still partly there. Perloff and I have some oddly specific predictions that we want to make for this upcoming NFL season. Maybe Taylor and Travis make their way into these predictions. Mm-hmm. We're going to get way into that next. Guys, the NFL, it's here. Tonight, kicks off. Kansas City, three-peat. Can the Kansas City Chiefs pull this off?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them? Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. NFL season is here. We cannot wait. Obviously, I think everyone is with us. But what's going to happen this year? Are the Kansas City Chiefs going to three-peat? Will the Niners finally break through? That's all big picture questions. Yeah. Let's literally hone in here, Maggie. Okay. Let's get to some specifics. Let us share our oddly specific NFL predictions for 2024.
All right. Maybe, Ryan, we would take a little music for this, a little oddly specific NFL prediction. Would you like me to get started?
Absolutely.
Okay. My oddly specific NFL prediction. I think we're going to have a bit of a controversy on our hands. Mine are all controversies, by the way.
Okay.
And it's going to have to do with Kyler Murray. Do you remember the story about him having to have a homework clause in his contract because they thought he was playing video games too much? Mm-hmm. Well, what's been one of the major stories from the video game industry over the last couple weeks and months? This new Madden 25 game, right? EJ's on dynasty mode. Everybody is just crazy. I think you're going to get a story about Kyler Murray being obsessed with Madden 25, and it's somehow impacting the Arizona Cardinals. I think that's going to be a oddly specific story that's going to come down the pike this season.
Or, I think he's going to try and relive the Texas A&M days, but make it better on the video game.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm totally against this because Kyler Murray is my fantasy football quarterback. I'm all in on Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is about to put up numbers. I think he's going to have a great
year. I thought you had to go with Daniel Jones.
No, we considered it. It was getting so thin that we almost oh my God, are we going to have to go with Daniel Jones? But we got Kyler Murray, and I think there's good reason to think he's going to have good numbers this year. We'll see Marvin Harrison Jr., so I hope that's not true what you said. But that is, by the way, hard to argue that he's going to love that video game.
Yeah.
Okay. My first oddly specific prediction is involving the new kickoff rule. I think it's going to be hard to break long ones because the other team is going to be very well prepared for the run. But I think we're not going to see a touchdown the first 3 weeks. The first touchdown is going to come week 4, Thursday night, Cowboys-Giants. And it's my guy, Deuce Vaughn, 5'5". Going to cut left, cut right, break one long on national TV. It's going to be a great moment. Finally, someone's going to take advantage of this new rule, and it's going to be my guy, Deuce Vaughn.
Wow. This is living up to the billing. These are oddly specific NFL predictions for the season. All right, my next one has to do with Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
What else? We've got a powder keg of a situation with Aaron Rodgers and a presidential election. Now, we already know that he even thought and entertained the idea of being RFK's vice president. Yeah. I think that we are going to have an Aaron Rodgers political controversy. Getting more oddly specific for you. Something that's become a recurring theme with RFK Jr. is these weird animal stories. Dropping off a dead bear in Central Park many years ago. Parading around a whale head at one point.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some kind of Aaron Rodgers hunting with RFK or some kind of political RFK animal story where Aaron Rodgers is going to have to defend himself that, no, I'm actually like a lover of animals or something like that. We're getting a weird politically tinged controversy with Aaron Rodgers and a dead animal. That's my oddly specific prediction for this season.
It's odd.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. It's specific. Give you that. Okay. I am actually going to try me even a little weirder.
Good luck.
I think that Sunday, December 15th is a day that will go down in NFL speech history. We're going to see one of the great speeches of all time. We're talking like Tim Tebow at Florida. We're talking win one for the Gipper. But it's going to be Jameis Winston. Mm-hmm. Who will be, at that point, the Cleveland Browns starter because of a minor shoulder injury to Deshaun Watson. They play the Chiefs, huge game, playoff position on the line. Jameis is going to fire them up. NFL Films will be there. He's giving these speeches whether he's playing or not. If he's actually on the field and they actually win a game, it'll be epic. It's going to be one of those things, it's going to be like Hank Stram at the Super Bowl. We're going to be seeing it for years. Remember that time that Jameis got him fired up for Kansas City? Browns win the game, sneak in the wild card, get destroyed by the Texans again. But Jameis' speech will live on forever, Maggie.
All right, we're doing oddly specific predictions for this NFL season. I've got one more for you.
Okay, hit me.
I think we are going to get a controversy with Bill Belichick. Now, he's part of the media now, mm-hmm. and I think the controversy is going to be that we're going to find out that he's been, like, secretly consulting with the Dallas Cowboys or something behind the scenes.
Oh,
and it's going to come out that he's been helping something with the Dallas Cowboys, and he's going to have to come out and say, oh, it was just, like, a little more casual or something because, like, I guess is he supposed to be an objective member of the media now? I don't know. We're going to get a controversy with Bill Belichick that he's secretly consulting with a team, and that team is the Cowboys.
That's going to be very problematic because he's also secretly consulting, and actually not even that secretly, with the Eagles. He's been doing half the Eagles moves. So you think Matt Patricia got defensive coordinator job last year because he's a nice guy? That was about, he's close to Howie. I think it's more likely, and you know how the Eagles work in the background. It's going to be the Eagles. I love that thing, but Jerry's not listening to anyone. So I think it's more likely that Bill Belichick tells Howie Roseman to sit down Nick Sirianni or something like that. All right, my last one is DK Metcalf at a certain point is going to get really angry and almost physical with new offensive coordinator Ryan Grubb. Mm. Now, this is just because I've seen a lot of interviews. DK is one of my favorite players. He's unbelievable. He's a power cake. If he doesn't have 1,800 yards receiving, he's going to kill someone this year. He's going to be like, throw me every football. He is just fired up. And I don't even think this is a bad thing. At some point, we're going to see DK Metcalf physically threatening his offensive coordinator. That sounds mean, by the way, but it's going to be so cool because he's the best.
Those are your oddly specific NFL predictions. Bogish, what do you think?
They were specific. I was impressed with the specificity of picking particular dates or people. And Perloff seemed confused or not confident in yours, but we are 100% getting something bonkers out of Aaron Rodgers this year.
Thank you.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers in an election? This kind
Something's
of election?
Something's going to happen.
So, I thought maybe I was like, is he going to launch like a politics podcast? That's not controversial enough.
I think it'll be way more controversial than an animal. I agree. It's going to be, but
RFK's got these weird animal stories that keep coming around, and he's clearly closest to RFK. So I,
Yeah, but I mean, Aaron Rodgers played in Green Bay, where everyone famously wears orange because it's the hunting color.
Yeah.
So I think Aaron Rodgers would, I think he's probably a hunter. Like,
I'm not against hunting. I'm from upstate New York. Everyone there hunts. I'm against dropping a dead bear off in Central Park and then blaming it on a bicycle accident. It seems a little bonkers.
Well, yeah,
that's
but
a banana story.
Yeah, but that first of all, that was a long time
ago.
Yeah, I think,
but it still happened.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers is more likely to undermine the Ukraine-Russia war than to actually show up with a dead Komodo dragon.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I think Aaron Rodgers has much bigger goals than a dead animal. I totally agree. He's going to do something weird. But I feel like that would be on the list of Aaron Rodgers' controversy. The guy thinks aliens came down and built the Chrysler Building. Are you worried about him having a dead dog or something?
No, he definitely has a Komodo dragon in his house alive, I would think. My prediction is not animal specific, but it is insane and off the wall and unnecessary to the Jets' cause of winning the AFC East.
True. Well, let me ask you one question. What do you think is more likely, that Bill Belichick is doing something with the Cowboys or the Eagles? Because I think you were 95% of the way there. Belichick's going to do something. He's in someone's ear. But doesn't he kind of shadow run Howie Roseman and the Eagles? I thought that was a thing.
You tell us.
Yeah,
I mean, Matt Patricia got the defensive coordinator job in week 11, and it felt weird. It just felt like, this guy is floating around over Nick Sirianni's shoulder in a huge way. Where, I don't know, I can't see him going to Dallas. I just think Jerry Jones would never let that happen.
I think Belichick's going to be a little, I won't say overexposed this year, because I'm excited to hear what he has to say, but I think that there's going to be some controversy. He's not going to get through this season without anything.
Oh, he's also overexposed. He's now on Instagram commenting on posts. Like,
is he commenting now?
Yeah, he's overexposed.
I saw he's following two people, the NFL and his girlfriend.
Yeah. I think he responded to something that she posted on Instagram. So
now he's that guy who's commenting on pictures.
And also, every friend who started a Splinter NFL media organization has now hired Bill Underdog Fantasy, 33rd team, all these. It's crazy. I'm like, dude, just get a network job. Why are you doing 18 different companies?
He's working for ESPN.
Yeah, he took over Tom Brady's Jim Gray podcast on Sirius, too.
Yeah, but why do you, I mean, like, get, like, go at a table like Rex Ryan in the morning on Sunday morning. Like, why do you have to do all these little weird things?
By the way, he's following 12 people now. So he's expanded.
Is Brady one of them?
Brady is one of them. He's got the 33rd team. He's got the Belichick Foundation. That's nice.
And the Maggie Perloff Show, which is wild.
A Berg Nadrian. I don't know who that is. And Pat McAfee Show, Peyton Manning, Omaha and the Productions, NFL Films, Coach Podcast, and the NFL.
He's up
to 12 now.
Why is he just on the CBS halftime show? I'm curious how that all happens.
He's a little more modern than that. He's kind of
Bill Belichick
spreading it around a little bit.
You would think having a mid-20s girlfriend would keep him busy. Apparently not.
Who do you think set up the Instagram account?
He definitely has a burner. There's no way. He found this girl on Instagram, probably. The idea that he ain't following more young women on Instagram. Give me a break.
Bill Belichick.
She was a cheerleader. He didn't find her on Instagram. Wasn't she a Patriots cheerleader?
Yeah, no, he found her
on an airplane.
I
agree.
She's a professional cheerleader, whatever that means.
In reality, no, isn't she like a PhD student?
Cheerleader.
She showed him her homework on the plane.
Yeah.
But he is a horn dog. That is a fact.
We all saw the ring.
He's the Pat Boyle of NFL coaches. about that.
All these women on Instagram. You think he's going to be following just his girl? Come on.
By the way, if I was that 24-year-old, I would watch out because Bill is busy on that phone.
Well, EJ, as somebody with a girlfriend, I'm sure you know, explore page. It's not about the following. Oof.
That's not good for business.
Yeah, the sport page gets you in trouble. You got to make sure you do not interested whenever someone comes up, so it doesn't keep coming up. Otherwise, you'd be in a lot of trouble.
Learn the hard way. You save women's phone number under men's names. Like Daniel is really like you guys know that. Like,
no,
if you go into your boyfriend's phone and you see a lot of new dudes, like, hey, who's this Matt guy?
I'd stop talking.
Matt is really Barbara. Well, I'm married, so I don't do any of these tricks. But I know they exist.
Your single friends do that.
Yeah.
Why is Matt sending you an eggplant emoji? Boy, guys do.
Yeah,
Matt's
Caleb
really
said
Stacey.
You up?
Yeah,
it's weird. I feel like he's works in accounting. Why would he care if you're up on a Saturday night?
Yeah. Why did you meet Matt at 2 o'clock at a bar last night? That's weird.
Talking about fantasy again, huh? Football, bogus. Oh, we did this again.
But we did learn about the explore page hack on Instagram, so I think this is a win-win for everybody.
No, that's the minefield is the explore page, right? That's what you guys are talking about.
That's where you go.
You can adjust it. You can fix it. That's the thing.
But you got to want to.
Well, yeah. And trust me, when I was young in my early relationship, I wanted to. Yeah.
Hey, do you guys notice this? I want to get to the headlines, but now I feel like we don't have time. Can I just ask you one quick thing for the people who are married / in relationships on the show? I don't know if this has happened to you, but now the algorithm is feeding my husband and I the same stuff. So maybe this is also because I work in sports, so maybe I get a little bit more dude content, but it's like, I saw this thing on Instagram. He's like, yeah, I saw that too. Like parenting stuff.
Me and my roommates usually see the same memes.
Yeah.
I don't know if that helps you out.
It's an intimate relationship. It counts.
It's happened to me. Yeah, me and Andrea have seen the same stuff a lot. I hate when I send a meme to her. She's like, I saw that 2 days ago.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm getting the sense that everybody in America sees the same things.
I don't think so.
I think they do.
No, I think if you're in your 40s or 50s versus 30s and 20s, I think it's different.
Yeah. Like your kids are not seeing the same things that you're seeing.
We all saw Hawk 2 about 8 hours after it happened. So
she cut through. She's got a new podcast, by the way.
Does.
I'm sure that's going to be riveting.
My daughter sees everything. TikTok, you can't just watch it for 4 minutes. You have to watch it for 4 hours. Lucy knows everything that you and your husband are getting. I'm telling you, ask her about, did you see this meme 100% of the time?
I'm pretty sure my kids are not getting the Dave Matthews memes that I get.
Yet.
They didn't see Pearl Jam videos from the garden last night on their TikTok.
Bogus, we get it. You love Dave Matthews.
I'm just talking about the differences in feeds.
I'm not
getting Minecraft videos like my son gets.
I'm just saying that I can't even believe anyone in the Dave Matthews crowd even has the wherewithal to create a meme. I'm sorry. It's just like, Come on, it's not exactly a digital crowd, right? Dave Matthews Band? It's like,
we're not octogenarians. What are you talking about?
No, you're all just out in the field smoking pot. You're not in the...
And you can still stumble upon Instagram to post a video.
I don't know. It feels like a... Like, I don't know. It's
there
like
are
a,
great. I mean, there are Dead and Company videos. There are Fish videos. Also, did we figure it out?
If you couldn't smoke weed and also have social media, no rapper would exist.
Yeah, we're good. It gets done.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. People can multitask.
I don't know.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. We've been talking about pressure heading into this NFL season. And in terms of one specific player, I believe Lamar Jackson should be feeling the most pressure. We have a poll question up there for you. Who has more pressure this season? Is it Lamar Jackson or Dak Prescott? To me, how does the person who comes a runner-up in the MVP have more pressure than the person who actually won it? I mean, they both have, you know, dismal playoff records as quarterbacks, but there's no expectation that Dak Prescott would win a Super Bowl, right? Meanwhile, Lamar is like one of the most unique quarterbacks we've ever had.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Dak, because the contract has more. I don't put that kind of expectation on Lamar Jackson. Do you see a lot of people picking the Ravens to win it all this year? Probably not. I don't
see anyone picking the Cowboys to win it all.
I don't see anyone. Last year, a lot of people picked the Cowboys. This year, no. But you're right. I don't know. It feels like if Baltimore, they lost a lot of guys in free agency, like the expectations have lowered. That kind of takes some heat off Lamar, I think.
Kevin is our pal in San Antonio. Kev, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's up? I just finished my big breakfast. I have something to say about Dak Prescott.
Go ahead.
He could be real good and everything else, but he can't step up to the next level. You know, I know he want to get paid and so forth, and you know, it's time to move up. You need to grow up and get out of that zone and go to take him to another level. That's why Jerry Jones don't. He do his players so wrong. All the players, they did just like Romo. Romo was good. He expected a lot. He's out, you know. So he going to do the same thing. He going to do the same thing. And the history repeats itself. What do you think?
Well, Kevin, I think that there's a lot of reasons why the Cowboys don't win. And I think Jerry's part of it. I think that the quarterbacks are part of it. But I think they would tell you our quarterbacks have overachieved. Romo was undrafted. Dak Prescott was a fourth-round pick. They've gotten more out of these two guys than they ever expected to. You can go to @MaggieandPearl on X and vote. Who's got more pressure, Dak or Lamar? Bogish is here with some late headlines for us because we got too busy talking about God knows what.
And guys, it appears, although unconfirmed, that Penny Hardaway is bad at running a college basketball program. Just yesterday, when every other team is knee-deep in prep for the coming season, Penny fired 4 staff members for undisclosed reasons. The biggest name involved assistant coach Rick Stansberry, the one-time head coach at Mississippi State. Now, maybe this decision is connected to the school reportedly receiving an anonymous letter alleging both recruiting and academic violations. Either way, the Tigers' turnover has been crazy recently. 5 other staff members left this offseason while 7 players transferred out, and that came on the heels of falling apart late last season and missing the tournament, plus all the previous NCAA violations and investigations that Penny has gone through while the head coach there.
Yeah, this is a disaster.
A disaster.
But I thought the NCAA stopped them. What possible recruiting violation can you do now in the era of NIL? Like, what
they're
do you do?
Not brand new violations.
Oh, it's old stuff.
Well, it's like Jim Harbaugh. You know, he got in trouble for having a cheeseburger with a kid during the pandemic.
Right. I feel like even that, to me, does not spell disaster because nobody cares about that stuff anymore. Maybe the NCAA is going to do it, but if anybody ever bothered to hire a lawyer, they could knock the NCAA right off.
Well, I know in February there were academic violations. If it's
what does that mean?
I mean, if you're faking SATs, if you're fraudulent, like if there's fraud happening, that may be where something comes in.
So
you're faking ACT and SAT scores, that probably...
No, this was this allegation. Again, there's anonymous allegations. This one is that they had like the what do they call, like the team teacher basically was taking tests for one of the players like to keep him eligible.
Yeah, I just assume that happens everywhere.
That's, by the way, that's the other thing.
That's wrong. I shouldn't assume that.
These are professional athletes who happen to be at that college. Anybody who's holding academic fraud, even that feels stupid now. I mean, these guys are getting $8 million a year. Who cares what their grade in geometry is?
Yeah, but it's like you shouldn't, you know, that really doesn't help the person long term to take their test for them, does it?
It doesn't matter. They're professional athletes who just happen to be at that college. It's completely irrelevant how they're doing
the
in that class.
The big thing is that they're not winning games and players are leaving.
Why are they leaving? That's what I wanted to know.
And that's why someone is tattling on them, because they're pissed that they're not winning enough games. So they're going to say that, somebody's taking the test for Ricky to keep Ricky on the team.
Why are the players leaving? I was curious. Is there any, is it because Penny's hard to be with?
That's the general feel I get, that he must be a pain in the butt to work for and play for, and that no one wants to hang around there.
And that coaching staff has had we talk about four guys getting fired this year. Every year he has basically top new assistants. Yeah. Larry Brown was there the first year. Rasheed Wallace was there for a little while, and then he got fired because he wouldn't, take the vaccine. I mean, my guy Cody Topper, who actually was coaching in the summer league this year, he was great, but then now he's in the NBA. Like, it's just been turnover after turnover after turnover. So if you're a recruit, one assistant coach recruits you, and then he's gone in a year. Why are you staying?
You're looking for stability on a coaching staff. Yeah. You're like, let's bring in Rasheed Wallace. This is like with Colorado bringing in Warren Sapp. It's like, what could go wrong? This is going to work out great.
Sure. Wow.
Anything else? Both?
But we love Rasheed Wallace. This is pro Rasheed Wallace. I think it's a little different. Is he good? Is that team any good at basketball? I don't remember them doing anything.
No, they were good up until like December last year, and then they fell apart and missed a tournament.
Yep.
I think they've made it two times to the dance in his six seasons, and that's not what he's getting paid for.
I think they won one tournament game, I think, in his entire time there.
Yeah.
Anything else going on today?
The Chicago White Sox won last night, 8-1 in Baltimore, snapping their 12-game losing streak. The Cubs had a combined no-hitter. Shota Imanaga went 7, then two relievers finished off a 12-0 win over the Pirates. It's their first no-hitter at Wrigley since 1972. And Buffalo native Jessica Pegula, a straight set upset of world number one Iga Świątek to reach the U.S. Open semifinals.
Doesn't it seem like with the White Sox, all the losing, yet every time they come up with a win, it's like the Yankees or the Orioles, or they beat the Astros one time, I think. It's like they save it all for the good teams.
They have to go 11-10 over the last 3 weeks to not be the worst team ever.
That ain't happening.
I don't think so either.
They just lost 12 in a row.
Right.
Again.
Again.
And that's like one of the smaller losing streaks of the season.
Yeah, they're 6-45 in their last 51 games.
That it's not going to cut it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.